From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring messages by Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his series in the book of Joshua, bringing the next portion of a message entitled, Unfailing Promises of an Unfailing God. Our text is found in chapter 23, verse 14, where Joshua tells the children of Israel, Ye know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing hath failed thereof. Looking back over his life, Joshua could see the hand of the Lord leading him. Things that had been difficult and sometimes painful were now seen as part of God's plan. In reviewing those past years, Joshua pointed the nation to an immutable person, the God who does not change. Not only so, but God kept his word to Israel. Whatever he said he would do, he did without fail. As Dr. Cairns will emphasize, this is good news for those who are trusting Christ. For the lost, however, these are words of unspeakable horror. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the next portion of this message. First, please listen to this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, taken from the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon.
Today's text is found in Psalm 62 and verse 5. My expectation is from Him. It is the believer's privilege to use this language. If he is looking for aught from the world, it is a poor expectation indeed. But if he looks to God for the supply of his wants, whether in temporal or spiritual blessings, his expectation will not be a vain one. Constantly he may draw from the bank of faith and get his needs supplied out of the riches of God's loving kindness. This I know, I had rather have God for my banker than all the Rothschilds. My Lord never fails to honor his promises, and when we bring them to his throne, he never sends them back unanswered. Therefore I will wait only at his door, for he ever opens it with a hand of munificent grace. At this hour I will try him anew. But we have expectations beyond this life. We shall die soon, and then our expectation is from him. Do we not expect that when we lie upon the bed of sickness, he will send angels to carry us to his bosom? We believe that when the pulse is faint and the heart heaves heavily, some angelic messenger shall stand and look with loving eyes upon us and whisper, Sister Spirit, come away. As we approach the heavenly gate, we expect to hear that welcome invitation, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. We are expecting harps of gold and crowns of glory. We are hoping soon to be amongst the multitude of shining ones before the throne. We are looking forward and longing for the time when we shall be like our glorious Lord, for we shall see him as he is. Then if these be thine expectations, O my soul, live for God. Live with the desire and resolve to glorify him from whom cometh all thy supplies, and of whose grace in thy election, redemption, and calling, it is that thou hast any expectation of coming glory.
Oh, when the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
And
And on that bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of his resurrection share, when his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies,
and the roll is called as yonder,
before the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're glad that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We continue to receive encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you would be interested in learning more about the Free Presbyterian Church, you might like to receive a copy of our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, which briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That, and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts, is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as what is the gospel, how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century, and can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Thank you. clearly Joshua was not saying to the children of Israel that the dependability of God's promises was merely something that was historically true and had no validity to them in that day and for the future days. I mean, that would have been absolute mockery. Joshua was not saying, look, at all those years, God kept his word. But that's all. It's just a matter of history. You don't have any such assurance now. That's not what he was saying. He was saying, look at what God has done, and from that understand what God is doing and what God is going to do. Now, as soon as you look at it like that, see what it does to your immediate circumstances. Are there things that we don't understand? Yes, there are. Many of us are still in the frame of mind that Joshua was in at Ai. But instead of saying, Lord, why have you not fulfilled your word? We've got to understand he is fulfilling his word. If only I had eyes to see it. And there are parts of his word that I have not even considered. And perhaps they are the parts that he is now fulfilling in order to finish all the rest. That's certainly what was happening at Ai. When I look at what God has done, I know that's what he is doing, for he never changes. And I know that's what he will do, so that it is always true for the people of God that there never fails one good thing which the Lord has promised concerning his people. He'll do all that he has said he'll do. Now that opens up a very, very big tract of scripture, actually, which time does not allow me to do more than refer to. Just take that simple statement. The Lord will do all he has said he will do. Now you take this Bible, and you'll find God has said he's going to do many things. First of all, regarding the nations. You take the second chapter of Daniel. The second chapter of Daniel is God's overview of the history of the world as far as we need to know it. Now, if you don't find America there, don't worry. America's not there. I just put that very clearly to you. There are all sorts of nonsensical so-called prophetic teachers running around who are seeing New York and Las Vegas and San Francisco and all the rest of these places and these prophetic scriptures. They are not there. You may take the principles and apply them to them, but this is the prophetic earth as God looks at it, and he's giving you an overview of the history. And I want you to notice something, that the things God thought were important are not really the things that men think very important, and the things that men think important, God doesn't even mention them. You take the four great world empires God speaks of. He never referred to the British Empire, and it was bigger in actual geographical spread than any of them. But while it was very important to Britain, it was not very important to God in the final view of things. But he looks at the nations, and he tells you what he's going to do with them. I want to tell you, he will do it. He'll do it. God is beginning, and I'm not going to get into a deep study of prophecy this morning, but God is beginning to put together on the continent of Europe and in the Middle East that confederation of nations that will produce the great final man of sin, who will challenge the very being of God and set him up in himself up in God's place. That's already beginning to form. I don't know how far along it is, but God is doing it. I want you to know this, however, that what he says he'll do with those nations, he will do. He'll cast them down and he will defeat them. And ultimately, a text that I quoted a little time ago in this pulpit regarding our studies in the Reformation period, the wicked shall be cast into hell, and the nations that forget God, he'll do it. He'll do all he has said he's going to do with the souls of men. The Lord has said, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Now all the world has got together to say, that's not so. Today, even those who would disagree philosophically, today the vast majority in the Western world have imbibed the poison of Freudian psychology. There's no such thing as sin. There is only a self-imposed guilt from the inevitable conflict of the person lusting and yet condemning himself for his lust. But there's no real sin. There's no judgment. There's no God. There's no heaven. And there's no hell. I want to tell you today that Sigmund Freud is already in the hell he said did not exist. God has said what he will do with souls. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The soul who rejects saving grace in Christ will have damning power without Christ. The soul who spurns heaven through the blood will have hell without the blood. Well, let's understand it. God will do with souls everything he has said. Bless God, that is good news as well. Because he will save every guilty sinner who comes in simple faith to Jesus. Jesus said, come unto me, I will give you rest. Jesus said, him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Jesus prayed to his Father, I will that those whom thou hast given me be with me where I am. Thank God, God will do with the believers in Jesus exactly what he has promised to do. He'll forgive their sins. He'll justify their souls. He'll clothe them in the righteousness of Christ. He'll embrace them in the arms of his acceptance. He'll enroll them in the glory. And he will bring them inevitably and safely home to heaven. Nothing will separate them from the love of God in Jesus. Will God fail to fulfill his word to the souls of men? No. He will do all he has said he'll do, both in judgment and in mercy. What a promise then God's people have. Oh, we're so easily caught up in the here and now. We do have a promise for life. Let's live our lives in reaction to the gospel. Let's get our feet on the firm foundation of the immutable truth of the gospel and live out our lives in the light of what we believe. Let's take that truth and apply it to the circumstances instead of simply reacting to the circumstances. We have a promise for life. Bless God, we have a promise for death. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. What evil can befall a Christian when he comes to the valley of the shadow of death? What evil can befall him? Can the devil get his hand on him? No, sir. Can hell swallow him up? No, sir. Can God forsake him? No, sir. What evil can befall a Christian in the valley of the shadow of death? He may suffer physically. He may lose the power of communication with his loved ones. But God will not forsake him. He carries his people as a shepherd would cradle a little lamb in his arms, and he brings them safely through. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. We have a promise for death, and we have a promise for eternity. Can you think of any sweeter words in all the Scriptures? Can you think of any more glorious words ever spoken in history or in eternity than those words of the Lord Jesus? Come, ye blessed of my Father, enter in. Enter in. That's what Jesus promises. That's what Jesus says. That's what he will do. Come, ye blessed. I can't leave this thought of the unbreakable promise without coming back to the terrible and the sharp contrast. On that day, the same Lord Jesus, the same loving, kind, good, and gracious Savior will say to some, depart from me into everlasting fire, and to others, come, ye blessed, enter in. Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl in this assembly this morning is going to hear one or other of those final words from Christ. Remember, he will do exactly what he has said he will do. Do not live in sin, rejecting Christ, scorning mercy, trampling the blood and the grace of Christ beneath your ungodly feet, and then imagine that somehow Christ will change his mind, go back on his purpose, and let you into heaven after all. For him to do that would mean to be the death of God, the end of the immutable deity. It would be the absolute destruction of the holiness and the justice and the veracity of God. And I tell you, that is impossible.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.